Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Cardi B talks about why she thinks it's important to always teach her daughter to be humble and why she'll continue to do it throughout her life.
I always say this, that I will always keep my daughter humble. And I'm always like, don't be bragging about the things you have. Don't be bragging about, I live in a mansion. I get every dough I want. Because some of your friends, some of your cousins, some of your family members, they don't have that.
That is so interesting to me because did you see what happened this weekend with that ring she got? Oh my gosh.
Right. I think it's very interesting, especially because, you know, Cardi B and Offset, they love to show off their bling and their money and all of that kind of stuff. But I do think that she is sincere because, you know, Cardi B did not grow up with a lot of wealth. So I think she kind of understands that there's people who don't live like that. So I don't know. I think I'm proud of her. It sounds like she's got a good head on her shoulders a little bit.
Okay.
Netflix is developing a sequel to Murder Mystery, the comedy that starred Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. So Sandler and Aniston played a married couple who became involved in a murder plot while on a European vacation, bickering their way through solving the mystery. Luke Evans and Terrence Stamp also co-starred, and according to Netflix, almost 31 million households viewed the movie in the first 72 hours, making it one of the biggest opening weekends in Netflix's history. Did you watch it, Joe?
I did not watch it. I was going to watch it with my wife. She's like, I don't want to watch it, so I'll have to watch it on my own. Have you?
I watched it within the first 72 hours, and I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised, and I mean, let's be honest, Adam Sandler hasn't really hit it out of the ballpark recently in movies, and I thought it was his best movie in the past like 5 years.
You know what you're getting with an Adam Sandler movie. I enjoy him though.
Yeah, but it also became the most successful Netflix film for Sandler, who has a deal with the streaming company. So the goal is to have Sandler and Aniston reprise their roles, and no deals have been set or anything like that. The project is very early in development. And speaking of Jennifer Aniston, in a new interview with Variety, she opened up about focusing her acting in television over film, and she admits she misses an industry free of Marvel movies. Referencing her acting on the small screen, Aniston said it wasn't until the last couple of years when streaming services were just sort of exploding with this amount of quality that I actually started to think, wow, that's better than what I just did. And then you're seeing what's available out there, and it's just diminishing and diminishing in terms of its big Marvel movies or things that I'm not asked to do or really that I'm interested in doing. I don't want to live in a green screen.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to be an actor to do movies like that. They look so cool, but you're right. It's just a green screen the whole time on set.
And that's never been, she's never been an action star, you know? So all of these like comedians and romantic comedies or romantic movies, all of those are falling short to these giant Marvel movies. So it's very interesting. And on Saturday, Miley Cyrus commented boo thing on Cody Simpson's picture from his Tiffany & Company's men's launch photo shoot. And the day before, Simpson told reporters, we just have a ball, and that's the most important part of a relationship. The reason why it hasn't been really crazy and a sudden thing is because we've been friends for so long, and that when we sort of found each other again in a space where we could be, we both just met back in the day when we were partying a lot and we had a lot of fun then. But now we found each other in a space where we're not partying. We're working really hard and just keeping things healthy. Simpson also confirmed that he is not single, but he said he's very happy with Cyrus, and he said it's still too early to say whether she is the one or not.
I hope Porkchop shoots a shot that way. Either one of them. just go for it if it doesn't work out. Live the Web, bro. Thank you so much for the tea this morning, filling in for Mackenzie.